All right, I'm Perry. This is Hidden Plain Sight. To my right, star of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. David is back. He's running a bit late as we're recording this, but he has returned. I wondered, I didn't realize today was when the clock jumped forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. I didn't enjoy that.
I don't know why we still do this.
No, I don't know either. And that also does explain, you know, I fucked up the time on this thing like the last 2 weeks, because yesterday I was looking at David, like he put the live announcement out, and on YouTube it was saying it was 24 hours away when it should have been what I thought was 25 hours. I was going, oh, why does it say that? And it turns out it was right and I was wrong.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be shocked, I guess. This is called David Wilcock Live. A positive change is coming soon.
Is it?
Probably not. The one positive change I would like to see be present in this presentation is no more crop circles. That is my hope for today.
Yeah, if I could give up anything, it'd be crop circles.
Yeah, I'm giving up crop circles for Lent. No more. I guess should we get into this? We're going to do this the way we've been doing it. We'll watch half for today's app and then finish it off for Friday's. All right, Dave, what do you got? I hope it just does this for 3 hours.
All right, everybody.
Forgets to unmute his mics.
David, I'm here. Everything looks like it's good. The audio looks...
He's looking much better these days. I don't know what change has been made or what lie has been fed to him.
I mean, he looks better. I assume he waited until he didn't look like shit to go back on stream.
But there's like a less manic energy about him as well.
He does have a more positive aura. Maybe he's finally at peace with what he's done to himself.
Well, he was hinting at it last week, and I think he really, like, I truly believe he believes we're all about to be in heaven within like the next 300 days, which if you really do believe that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think he's finally just like, oh, we're all going to die. We're fine. I'm fine.
Well, why wouldn't you be happy?
Yeah, I'm good. We're all going to be dead soon.
The important, not only are we all going to be dead, he's going to become the figurehead of this whole movement. Yeah. So David's going to be basically our Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's no debt in heaven.
Right. So he's psyched.
Good. The sound looks good. So let me know if you
guys.
Does
he sound low to you? Is that
hearing me?
You want to slide him up?
I want to make sure that we're all set. And it looks good on the camera, but it takes about a half a minute to get any. Okay. Yep. So there we go.
People are
saying they can hear it. Great.
I think I want to be up here on this fucking camera,
man.
Talking about this shit.
That's where he was not too long ago.
Yeah, so just a short time ago.
He's come a long way from...
I think I want to be up here on this fucking camera talking about this shit.
I have been very, very, very busy positive change is coming soon. I have gone all out. I only have a half a minute for each slide. If I get through all these slides, there's like 250 slides.
Oh, no.
And I want to get it done.
All right, this is going to be like 5 hours.
I might have to put another energy drink in the fridge. He hasn't done one of these in a while.
2 hours.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, you guys say you can hear me?
David's incapable of getting through a slide that quickly.
My hair looks freaking crazy. Okay. Crazy hair is part of the job. Okay, you guys can hear me?
I am jealous of his hair for his age.
You know, I mean, he's got the receding forehead, but it is nice.
He's got nice volume to it.
Yeah, the curls are lush.
Hey, David. Hey, oh, love you, buddy. Everything is all good. Hi from South Australia, mate.
Yes.
There are going to be a few Colin McGeezers here today.
Nice. Hell yeah.
I love that his thing for Colin McGeezer is now just, it's just glasses.
Well, the glasses on the brim of the nose.
But he's doing this like a fucking Borscht Belt comedian where he turns around and then puts the glasses on his nose and turns back around.
I bet he's going to pull that cigarette out
it's
soon.
It's inevitable.
That's true. Maybe he gave up smoking for Lent.
This is an insider who actually worked for the Rothschilds in the secret space program. And I last time decided to open up with two skits that were both kind of disclosure comedy.
Disclosure comedy.
I'm not sure I would have described either of those presentations as skits.
Nah, those were bits, dude.
Schizophrenia?
I'm telling you, he spent 15 weeks writing those out.
Because there were no jokes. He was just talking in a silly voice.
Yeah, but I mean, he had the mask on. Wasn't that goofy?
That's true. That's a great bit.
create something uncomfortable but funny that sheds light on the truth. So that cake box's story may be a true story. As far as capturing an extraterrestrial, I don't know about that. That probably won't happen.
The cake box story,
of course.
I just thought it was really funny. I also want to remind you that, you know, there was a couple people saying, oh, my God, some of the people in the comments, oh, my God. You can see it right here. Okay?
N-word.
Some of the people in the comments are very mean to me. And I wouldn't take it too seriously. My comedy has been field tested for many years in front of live audiences.
Yeah. Oh, they're just trolling. You know your comedy's good.
Laugh. I'm
hilarious.
Everybody knows that I'm the funniest person ever.
Everybody
so they're just trolling.
So just relax.
It is weird how angry people get.
So I don't need to
get
defend myself. So
there's also precedents for, I think it was after the Arizona lights sighting. You
right.
remember that case?
Yeah.
And then I believe the mayor or someone walked out on stage for his press conference in an alien suit.
Yeah, he brought an alien out with him.
Yeah, kind of making a joke of it. And the people got very, very mad for him belittling the very serious topic of aliens.
How dare
anyway,
he?
What we're talking about today is that there is a cosmic battle between good and evil that has been raging on for millennia.
Well, that sounds pretty fucking intense.
This is what's happening now in our world. If it all looks strange to you and you don't understand what's going on, you can't make any sense out of this, don't worry. The resolution is coming. All of the answers are coming. And it's going to be very, very amazing when we get the answer. So I wanted to start out today by again directing your attention to the Miracle of the Snow painting by Mussolino di Panicale.
Hey, it's not a crop circle.
It's not crop circles.
Because
amen.
This really does cement in the connection between UFOs like flying saucers and Christianity. Here you have what obviously looks like a mass UFO sighting. I mean, when have you ever seen that many weird clouds that are all shaped in like a round pancake?
Cloudy day, I guess.
And they just all kind of happen to be there at the same time. Plus, there appears to be some type of geometric pattern in snow that this flying saucer created. Hence, the title of the piece is The Miracle of the Snow. So if you look at this image, you'll see that they are like shoveling the snow and it's got this funny geometric pattern. So I believe this was one of the historical crop circles, only this time
oh,
the
Christ.
ETs did with a snow circle.
We jinxed it.
The snow circle. So you can look at that, see
well,
that he's shoveling the thing.
Snow circles are at least unique. I haven't heard of those
and
before.
And as we go into detail on this, you got Jesus and Mary around this rainbow halo. And it, you know, and
Jesus
down
has
here
terrible hair
the
in
crop
this photo.
Was. In
this
my
is
last
1400s.
Show,
they hadn't figured out realism.
I also talked to you about St. Germain's flying saucer. And I didn't actually show it to you. So this was something that
wow,
is actually
look at
true,
it.
Folks.
Well, that's pretty flying saucer-ish,
now,
at least.
To
a flying donut in the sky.
This was in 1789 that Voltaire, I believe it was 1789, that he commissioned this art illustration that you're looking at right here.
Well, you know what I will say? In comparison to most of the things David presents, at least, now it's certainly not photographic evidence, but at least there's a painting that kind of confirms what he's saying.
At least it's a thing.
Like, this is very solid proof in the UFO field.
At least it's a thing that exists.
Micromegas, which was about ETs coming to Earth and assessing our population. Now, he did actually have a letter that he wrote to Saint Germain where he said that Saint Germain was involved in talking pictures, that Saint Germain was going to come back in the 1950s in his flying machine. And then he commissioned this artwork and showed you what the flying machine actually looks like. And it is a traditional flying saucer. Now we're 200 years later, or 300 years later, than the Miracle of the Snow painting that we just saw before. So I go into great detail on these subjects in my relatively new product, The Sacred Science of the Michael
he's
Prophecies.
He's plugging a lot more
you
than he ever has before.
Dude needs to move some books.
If you enter the discount code Jubilation, you get an $83 discount. Now, I'm not going to keep promoting the product. We didn't really sell very many last time. So I don't have any other products right now. So if you've already heard about it, please give it a second.
He's being honest. All right.
We really didn't sell shit last time.
I think what he's not realizing, here's some free game for you, David. The product is very inaccessible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone has spent more of their time studying the works of David Wilcock than myself.
Yeah.
And it was a slog to get through. So, yeah. You know, maybe if you want to sell books, you should write the books in a readable format instead of your bizarre prophecy that is chaos. Yeah,
consider the books not sucking.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. How about writing something good instead of bad?
We are still being very thoroughly attacked by the deep state. We do still need money. As soon as I don't need money, I don't intend to charge for any of my.
Just because they're lawyers doesn't mean they're deep state.
Beyond like a Netflix type of subscription thing, if I can get around to doing that. So once I have the money, I probably won't try to monetize any of my content. But right for now, if you go there, it's
all these guys are fucking up recently. Greer's in a lawsuit over not distributing funds for movies.
They always want you to do it at the beginning.
They always end up getting sued. And then
we're not going to go back there again. I might occasionally refer to it. So as I was saying, we're dealing with a cosmic battle between good and evil here. And in the process, we have historical artifacts like this. As I told you, this is my new Turkish lamp. And it sure does seem to inaugurate a flying saucer type of UFO contact. And even if we look here at camera 7, the top of it right here, let's see if I can get my hand. This actually looks like the stylized top of the typical flying saucer right here.
Wow.
And then obviously all the stuff that you see below it looks like, you know, your typical flying saucers as well. So is that just a coincidence? No, that's because people in Turkey had this amazing sighting, and then they made these types of lamps to, you know, get back into the flow and be like, wow, okay, we've got the truth.
What the fuck is he talking about?
So this is a cosmic battle between
lamps look like
good and
UFOs.
Evil.
Oh, it was designed as a result of UFO contact.
Years
okay.
Has been recovering data that I channeled in the 1990s from Archangel Michael. Normally, I wouldn't think of channeling as being any good, but in this case,
this case, I had no other choice.
Follow protocols. They claim it can be 99% accurate.
Well,
I was
also,
really
why wouldn't you think channeling was good if it's 99% accurate?
Now, basically, well, almost everything that was weird that it said turns out to be actually real. I saw some flyaways on my hair last time, trying to get rid of that. Maybe we'll even just do a little water on top. Huh? That way there's absolutely no chance. It's so much better than hairspray. That's all I can say. I hate hairspray.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've
it's the
been
hairspray
dealing
that
with
makes
a
you look
cosmic
bad.
Proxy war between good and evil. Both sides interact with our
populace. I retract my statement about his energy. There's something
angels and demons
a little bit off.
Will make contact with human beings in person if you go far enough. Now, the positive beings are usually going to contact people who are meditators, people who have a high degree of spirituality, whereas the negative side is more apt to contact. What in the hell is in my eye? It's because I work so fast trying to get ready for you guys.
Yeah, that
the
must be it.
The positive side
yeah.
is contacting the good guys, people who meditate
no,
and are
now
spiritual,
he's
whereas
his head
the negative
the whole
side
time.
Goes right to the top. They want governments, they
he
want
wants
finance,
to look
they
hot
want
on
corporations,
camera.
They want military, and they want control of the planet. So it's a proxy war that's being fought between positive and negative beings, and they only can do what we allow them to do. So this is called the rules. It's a basic part of the game. Both sides have to follow these rules.
Oh, the rules.
Basically means they have
new
to
concept.
Tell you what they're going to do.
Wow.
Before they do it. Well, we've so never heard about this before. There's good and bad.
So there's rules that we need
Super
to follow.
Bowl halftime show, Grammys award ceremonies, Olympics halftime, Olympics opening and closing ceremonies.
Aren't
ceremonies.
The Grammys today too?
Yeah, very, very strange.
Oh, maybe.
Very
that's
got to
be some sort of ceremony.
Quite negative, bloody. With lots of devil type of content in it. And this is not uncommon. It's something you see almost every year. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in some of our slides for this year. My point is that negative entities actually do contact those who identify as the elites, and the negative entities will actually teach them how to do a better job of stealing our money, lying to us, and keeping us under the
wow,
wheel.
The entities are Jewish.
And this is all based on deception.
How do Satan's I send out the bat signal for one of these entities exist. To contact me?
Yeah, I go for this deal.
I could
power.
Use some
the devil's great power is convincing devil power. Mankind he does not exist. I think that's about as close to the actual quote as I can get. Okay, so the point is that both sides are at this war, and we don't usually get to see this. We don't hear from the good guys very much. We don't hear from the bad guys directly, and both sides are just fighting it out by influencing humans who then have to fight each other. So it's like a proxy war. Like the Soviet Union did not want to fight America in a nuclear war, so we have the Korean War and we have Vietnam. oh, we have to stop the Red Scare. We have to stop the Red Spread.
It's the podcast.
Yeah.
He needs to stop it. Necrosova.
We
got to
stop them spreading their dumb stuff.
Into a full-blown war.
I'm very jealous of the setup they have where they put out like one podcast every 6 weeks.
They got bitches to pay.
Yeah, they really do. Still making $50K a month.
And in the U.S.'s side, they actually went in there. So this is important because telepathically we're all being influenced by positive and negative entities. This is one of the most important points that I have to share with you. Your mind is being influenced by both sides. Please do not be arrogant enough to think that you can say a few prayers and negative entities are never going to bother you, or smudge or do a shamanic ceremony. Negative entities and positive entities, according to the Law of One, which again is my source text, they are in a war for your consciousness, for your attention. And the way that they're trying to get that attention is by influencing you telepathically. So when you start having positive thoughts, you'll have more positive energy sent to you by positive beings. When you start thinking negative thoughts, negative entities will send you
just that easy.
Thoughts.
Well, one of the issues with this, though, is wouldn't that then mean when David was talking about how the world was going to end for all those years, wouldn't that have meant that he was entirely being influenced by demonic entities during that time period?
I mean, you would think so, yeah.
Because I can't think of many things that would be worse than a demonic apocalypse. That's pretty high up there on the list of bad shit to happen.
Yeah, sounds no bueno.
And so all of this proxy war has now built up to what has happened since 2020, and there are many anomalies surrounding the presidential inauguration. So first of all, Joe Biden, as you can see right here, was denied a military plane. He had to fly into his inauguration privately. What in the hell is that all about? Wait a minute. He had to fly in privately.
All right.
President had to fly Delta.
Are we really about to do the whole QAnon redux here?
We might be.
Where Donald Trump is still the president.
I think we might be.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because the military wasn't supporting him. So,
yeah, that's how that
this
works.
This is what the military was doing.
Not listen
when
to the
Biden
president.
Arrived for his inauguration. That's a view from his motorcade. Okay, he was in the car. He's looking out the window, and it doesn't look like it's a very favorable reception. Everybody had their back turned. Look at that. It's freaking crazy. And then what's even more strange is what you see here. Notice that none of the military have any of their gingerbread on. There's no insignias. Just take a close look, okay? Tell me if you see any badges. Do you see any medals? Do you see stuff going on here? No, they don't have anything on. And you compare this to George W. Bush's inauguration. And sure enough,
figure out what direction he's going with
this
here.
They got all the right stuff. So again, you go back to this one, and they got nothing on at all. They're all wearing this black. Now, okay, David. Well, I don't believe that means anything. Ha, ha, ha. It doesn't matter that they didn't give him the
I think it's
plane.
Getting to
the
him.
The military didn't fly him in.
I mean, it has to be. He reads it all.
Doesn't matter they were wearing any medals or insignias. Well, again,
well,
this is not
you.
Really normal. This
suck
is what
my
we
dick.
Saw
fuck
during
you,
Bush's
you faggot.
That is a lie.
And so something is going on here, but they're just not going to tell
you.
Might
not be true.
And then this was a video shot from a rooftop. I did this stuff back in 2021.
You sure did.
Where there was hardly anybody there except for the people who had to be there, the obligatory military audiences there. But if you
but
look,
didn't the inauguration take place like
small,
during COVID?
Looks like
that's why everyone was wearing a mask.
Uniform,
yeah, it did.
Okay.
People wearing those
that
dark
probably
black
had
uniforms,
something to do with the crowd.
Nothing else. So here was a post from, again, January 21. With my buddy Red Pill 78, he was awesome.
Red Pill 78.
Old Red Pill 78, as we call him.
Hey, I have that shirt.
Inside the ugly transition,
start doing Red Pill content.
On this, that there
that'd
was
be
no
so cool.
Nuclear football that was transferred. We'll get to that in a second.
I'm just going to talk about body
this
count
also
every
showed
day.
Up right around the same time that we're talking about.
Look at the name.
The Trumpist?
No, look at the name of the post.
What am I? Oh, it all comes back around, doesn't it? Jesus fucking Christ. Well, you know, we could really fuck with David if
early
we wanted
January,
to.
The Washington Monument in the White House turned
Jesus.
Dark, and there was extensive
we're more involved
evidence
in all
Biden
this than we could possibly
imagine.
We're in deep.
The White House at first, I
holy
think he
shit.
Eventually did change. But at first, they literally, look at this, they were literally broadcasting out of a set that apparently was not in the White House at all. Now, it could be that the alliance was, you know, removing things from there. But this, again, is all evidence of really strange stuff. Another strange thing is that the House canceled all of its business during its first full week after Biden got into office.
Wow.
I think because they're trying to figure out what in the hell is going on here.
I'm
why
pretty
are they
confused
doing this?
By him.
And
retreading
again,
this ground.
Trump did not go
yeah,
in
I'm
there
hoping
to
he's
welcome
got some updates.
Joe to the WH. As you can see right here, there's another sign of really bad blood. And then he took the nuclear football and he didn't hand it over. Okay, well, that seems pretty freaking crazy, right?
Does seem pretty freaking crazy.
On. They're turning their backs. They didn't give him Air Force One. They wouldn't let him into the White House at first. And they wouldn't give him the football. Whoa. So I just looked that up on DuckDuckGo. Sure enough, they say, well, they're going to give him a second. Don't worry. He'll still be able to nuke the planet. No, this was the military doing something very strange. And it's, again, part of this proxy war. You're not seeing the beings influencing the alliance. You're not seeing the beings influencing the other side. And in fact, probably most of the people in these organizations do not know that they are in a proxy war. They do not know about these.
You know, one of the problems with this, though, is Donald Trump seems to be participating in campaigning right now. Like, he doesn't seem to think he's the president currently.
I mean, I guess he's just selling it.
Yeah, he's so committed to it. He's running for office again.
He's so committed to the bit.
Most of them are probably innocent. You know, I'm not really against people who still don't see what's going on, because the information I'm sharing with you has never been on Fox. It's never been on any corporate TV. You're not going to see it. You're just not.
You
so
got to go to Red Pill 78 for this kind
to
of content.
You got to go to obscure Telegram channel.
Yeah, Odyssey.
This is inscrutable information. You're not going to get this. And then also another strange thing that happened was that the National Guard was held in D.C. through the end of January, and they were kept in
underground. 4chan.
Hell
the only thing more reliable than Red Pill 78
really strange thing
is
that came
poll.
Out on January 17th. A mid-sized TV station had a visit from the FCC along with two unidentified individuals with badges. We don't know what agency they were with.
I will throw this out there in terms of a politics shit, is I did try and upload a short to our channel. It was the one where Biden was at the brewery and he was just that one sentence that was complete fucking nonsense.
Right, right.
And that got age restricted for no reason. I wasn't allowed to post that as a short. So
YouTube will do that.
Well, it's part of what frustrates me about all this shit is it's not like what they're saying is entirely untrue. Like there is manipulation going on. I'm not sure if we should be taking the word of anonymous 4chan posts from 4 years ago at this point.
Oh, you don't trust Red Pill 78?
Well, I trust him way more than 303-337-6645.
We've been told to prepare for all of our programming to be preempted from 8 a.m. Wednesday for
Days of Darkness. That's what this is.
Oh, that would make sense.
He can't possibly be doing this. He can't possibly be returning to the Days of Darkness after that swing and a miss last time.
He really wants the Days of Darkness to happen.
Up to 72 hours, you could be held criminally liable if you don't allow this to air. And he's never seen anything like this after 30 years. They scared the shit out of him.
Yeah, but then nothing
his
happened.
Manager, and he was almost in tears. Whoa! Yeah. So this was where I was like, wait a minute, is that the emergency messaging system? 72 hours, you're criminally liable. They've never seen
well,
anything
you weren't
else
that
like
measured in your
years.
Approach,
yeah,
though. You actually went on camera and said this was for sure
this
going
was another
to happen.
Fake
yeah, this is also years ago, so why are you...
Hey, maybe it's all going to happen in 2021. And I was, as you know, doing videos back then.
Yeah, we know.
The global very acrimonious divorce is what I call
Obama,
it.
What the hell are you doing,
so
man?
What do I think is happening here before we go on? I was briefed in 2009, and then my Archangel Michael readings since 1996 were talking about a coup over the military-industrial complex and the UFO cover-up. We talked about Voltaire and his drawing of a UFO for Saint Germain. We showed you the Miracle of the Snow painting. These are Christian beings, and so these beings actually have appeared as Mother Mary. We talk about in the video course I did. The Fatima sightings of 1917
the trigger
in
on
Portugal,
being Jesus.
90,000 people saw a flying disc in the air, and it dried everybody's clothes out. Let me just make sure we're all good here with the comments. You need to lead, grow up, lead yourself. Happy birthday, David. I don't know that 100% of what he's saying is true, but it sure explains a lot. I welcome his input and feedback. It's probably mostly correct. Hello, darling angel. God bless. Protection to you. Cosmic brother.
We got to quarantine all the people in his chat.
The garage had almost no toilets, and the food issues gave them food poisoning. Wow, I didn't know that. That's really sad. I'm so glad I signed on this device with my email. I don't know we were going live. I only asked about 15 minutes. Yeah, you can catch
who
the
are these
later.
People?
More importantly, why is he reading him?
Trump is still the president of one. Brandon is the illegitimate president of the other. Both
wow,
are four
you're the president?
Corporations
nice.
Operating legal. I don't know about that, but yeah, okay. We channel positive entities. Would like to share what we find with you. Please feel free to contact me. We love you, David. Happy birthday. David is correct. Can you discuss the stealing of your biofield? Our biofield. Yeah, we can do that later. That's part of what's going on is the negative. So anyway, let's get back to that slide. They were scared shitless. What is this? What happened? Why did these people...
I would quickly like to point out that at the beginning of this, he said he's got 30 seconds per slide.
Yeah.
I think we've blown past that number.
Yeah, we did.
I think we're about five slides deep currently,
why
you know, 20-something minutes into this.
What the heck is going on here? Well, again, this is a proxy war, and I heard about the alliance back in 2009 that since the 1950s, during the time of
but in your last presentation, you said you coined the term
alliance. There was an effort
alliance.
Made, they called it the plan, and it was, hey, there's these really evil people. Howard Hughes found out about it. We need to stop them. How do we do that? It's going to take decades. So Kennedy was trying to do it. He passed this executive order 11-110 that made it illegal to sell the silver out of the treasury. Why was he stopping the Treasury from selling silver? Because he was making silver-backed currency that was not Federal Reserve notes. So that's pretty crazy, right? When somebody's willing to go that far, you're like, darn, okay. And then all of a sudden he got killed right after he passed Executive Order 11-110. So he was trying to enact this plan that they'd created. He got assassinated. We'll have a slide on him later showing you the very enigmatic shape of his grave where Kennedy was buried. But again, this is all part of the proxy war. There are positive ETs that contacted in 1958, Valiant Thor, a human ET, landed and then went to the Pentagon, stayed there for 3 years. When I say human ET, I mean it's an energy being that projects into human form.
Yeah, he said Valiant Thor worked with Einstein.
Right.
Snow. They
he
come
was
in a regular
Jewish.
Looking flying saucer like we think of when we think of a flying disc. And those are the good guys. The bad guys might have other types of craft.
I kind of
some
hope
of
he makes a
really
point
nasty.
Soon. I feel
some
like we haven't really.
Yeah, we're kind of just rambling on.
Various states of decay. That's this, part of negative.
This is like just
this
a
is
really
Uncle Jack
long
story.
Intro.
I'll give you another one, okay? This
oh,
is true,
yes,
mate.
Finally, ask and you
mate,
shall
we
receive.
We had this thing called the Jason Society, and when they found one of these crashed discs, it wasn't a disc, actually. In this case, it was something else. But when they looked inside and they saw the horror, they said, mate, we can never disclose this to the public, never. Well, apparently,
wow.
What's going on there?
What a sick bit.
Is that there
oh,
are
man, he killed it.
Reptilian
yeah,
ETs,
boy.
And they are
woo!
Very nasty.
He did not
so
commit
they
to that.
Like to set people free inside their ship, kill them and eat them inside the ship, and then leave all the debris sitting around.
Uh-huh.
That's why they stink very badly. People don't want to be around them.
Well, that's why they stink.
This is apparently true. Now, in America, I don't think very many people are getting taken for this, but there are, you know, a certain amount of people being lost every year. A lot of it is happening from illegal border crossings. That was one of the
wow.
things I was told years ago.
Interesting.
They called it meat wagons. And since a lot of the people that were dying were Latinos, there was a lot of...
Wait, hold on a second here. I kind of like this theory, is that we're allowing people to come into the country so
yeah.
that they can be abducted by aliens.
We're letting the illegals get abducted for us.
Right, and it protects American
whites.
People from... Yes.
Yes.
that's kind of what
on.
He's dancing around saying,
you know,
I guess.
I heard all kinds of strange stuff about Mexican food.
They
and
see the
I've
alien
never been a racist.
They abduct my mother. They make her away in their sheep.
Yeah, there is real stuff going on. We need
they
to stop.
See, they
it's
put a bro in my asshole.
That I don't
they
want this
very uncomfortable.
We
like
are
eaten by a bear
not
by a wolf
racist.
Out in the woods or something like that. These things do happen to people. It's just in this case, it's an alien. But this is not the kind of stuff you want going on. And again, these beings are real. They're referred to in the Bible. Everything you think about, the devil, Satan, it's true, man. And so that's one of the
it's
big
all
things
true,
I've learned
man.
Is that in the UFO cover-up, they've got deep underground military
his,
bases.
His turn to religion
some
is
some of the
puzzling.
Military is working with the bad guys.
Well, I think whenever you get into crippling debt, you need to find the Lord instinctively.
Well, I suppose it's also crucial for QAnon shit. You kind of have to be religious.
He's fallen for the trap of usury.
Where we find out that there's a much more organized, much more entrenched.
That's why Islam forbids it.
Could have ever imagined. It is real. We can't. Allahu
Akbar. David Wilcock.
It's a proxy war. So it really comes down to a battle for our consciousness.
And so he's
going to
build a hover car and fly it into the Pentagon.
Do we create positive governments or do we create fascist dictatorships? What are we going to do with ourselves?
David,
so
cameras are here out of
question.
Focus.
So I was talking in my last show about how the Alliance has been signaling references to my work. And again, the posts with the 17th letter of the alphabet, as we've discussed.
Nah, Christ.
That's the letter
He does keep saying that people have obviously read his book, but has provided no evidence of that.
Well, it's obvious.
2017.
Why would you need evidence?
It's so clear.
A woman named Mega Anon.
Oh, yes, I remember her fondly. Mega Anon.
Field of information. There's going to be people getting arrested. There might be some kind of a blackout.
But this is all from 4 years ago, and none of it happened.
Yeah, that's what he seems to be glossing over, that none of it actually happened.
I've said it before, but I think this time loop shit has fucked his head up, because I'm not sure he knows what year it is anymore.
Well, yeah, because he's saying this like it's new information, but it's...
And not from 40 months ago.
Yeah, that'd be so funny if he's like, what do you mean? It's 2021.
Maybe he like hit his head or something.
You're going to hear, wow, wait a minute.
Maybe he thought he invented time travel.
Aliens.
Well, he does think he has time travel.
Yeah.
Extraterrestrials.
He thinks he's gone back in time.
They find people they want
to
work with.
He's reliving 2020 to not make the same mistakes.
I guess when you don't talk to anyone.
On a worldwide basis. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This goes all the way back through millennia of history. This is nothing new. Carthage, as I've said before, was involved in child sacrifice ceremonies, and they were doing this to Moloch. When Rome invaded them, they inherited the technology, if you want to call it that.
And then that Ryan Garcia guy was going crazy on Twitter, tweeted about this shit.
Boy, did he. Speaking of someone in a manic episode.
So Rome then migrated to Great Britain.
I think he was just doing it to sell the fight.
Probably, but it is a very weird tactic to take. Saying I was raped at 2 to promote a fight. I mean, I guess
Bohemian Grove.
I guess we'll find out if it works. A weird way to go, my opinion.
All nation states, the Vatican is the spiritual center, City of London's financial center, et cetera.
He keeps saying, like, facts
that
don't come together for a coherent storyline.
The Alliance started to show that they want to communicate in the same way I'd been talking about on my website.
Dude, 2017 is literally 7 years ago.
He took such an L that he cannot let this go.
Yeah, to be referencing something from literally almost a decade ago is kind of crazy.
Well, he can't be wrong.
To be like, in 2017 they said this, and that's going to happen anytime now.
They fried their brains during that period of time.
Yeah.
They were so fucking wrong during that whole period that I think it's caused him to second guess literally everything he does now.
I mean, yeah, these people think everyone's wearing a mask. Like, it's literal psychosis.
The 17 posts. And so right near the end,
I don't know why
he
still wants a QAnon.
Were very shocking that showed me they were paying attention
he'll get
to my
banned.
Work. This is from November 18th, 2022. The fourth to the last entry, 4963. I'm just going to read the bottom. It says, Patriots in trusted positions, trust yourself. You have seen the truth. Time to show the world, focus, ascension. Well, wait a minute, I'm the ascension guy,
also, didn't
guy,
we pretty
right?
clearly
the,
find out Q was that dude's
guy.
Son?
I'm the ascension guy, that's been my brand.
I mean, kind of.
So here it is right here at the bottom. It says, focus, time to show the world, ascension.
Well, who else
well,
could that possibly mean?
That's not something you'd expect to hear in the posts, but yet there it is. And this was just literally, November 18th was about a little less than a month before I finished book one of the Michael prophecies, which is all about Archangel Michael. It's alleged source in the 1990s that I channeled with remote viewing that then starts predicting the future with stunning accuracy in the present. I was already doing videos on this. I was already reporting on this, but I'd fallen behind. The book was
stunning
late,
accuracy is an insane
to
way to describe that.
So this was just astonishing. Now,
you unless
say,
you mean
oh,
stunning
oh,
as in lack of.
It is actually impressive that he was 0% correct.
Yeah.
Like getting 100% wrong.
Yeah, being so inaccurate is kind of impressive.
Now, what if he goes with he is Q? Because Q was a time traveler. So maybe he was supposed to fulfill this prophecy in that timeline, but he didn't know he was Q yet.
He's got to I have to assume he has a reason for bringing this all back up.
The haters at least will do that. But no. There's so much more evidence.
Those damn haters.
Let's look at the next one, okay? The next one is number 4966. This is the last time they've ever posted anything.
And why would that
as
be?
As 17, okay? They've never done anything again up until now. What is coded in your DNA?
Wait, until now?
Is
Q-back?
This is my stuff. I mean, this is what I talk about.
This is what I talk about.
Draco reptilians came here 250,000 years ago. I might have been 400,000 years ago. This is Uncle Jack stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
And they put their DNA
put
into
the glasses
our DNA.
On, do
so
it
he
in
says,
his
this
voice.
This is why we have shingles. This is why we have
we have shingles because of the reptilians.
Draco's
gave us the herpes virus.
Wow.
Vestigial organ that they took out because if they left it in, it would take nutrients from your small intestine, run it back up to your liver, and that gives you so much more nutrition that you live for 900 years.
Wow.
So that was another thing he told me is that Draco took that out. So wait a minute. I'd already done videos on this, and here it is. What is coded in your DNA? Who put it there? Why? Mankind is repressed. We will be repressed no more. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. How do you protect your DNA? There is a war for your DNA.
Wow.
Protect your DNA. Ascension.
There's a war for your DNA, folks.
I am not taking credit for this yet, folks. What, that shows restraint. Now,
the globalists are trying to take over your DNA, okay?
This was November 20th.
Wait. David has said he's taking credit for this Q drop.
Wow.
This. All right. Now, finally, takes a while to get interesting, but...
I have not taken credit for this yet, folks. That shows restraint. Now, trolls
that shows restraint. I'm so humble, I haven't even taken credit for this yet.
I think we may be going in that direction, is that he's going to say he was supposed to play some sort of role in all this taking place, and he neglected to do so because he was bathing in urine in the mountains at the time.
Well, he didn't want to take the credit.
He's very reptilian in the way he blinks one eye but not the other.
I really don't care, but this was November 27th, 2022. I have never taken credit for this one, but it's bang on the nose. The Archangel Michael, David Wilcock reference. There is a war for your DNA. How do you protect your DNA? Well, the DNA has Draco reptilian influences in it, and it also has angelic human ET influences in it. This is another very fascinating thing. Both sides have given us DNA. So we have spring-loaded DNA.
Wow, spring-loaded.
Some of us are going to be more ready for this than others, but you will be able to turn into one of these human ETs or similar to it because you have that DNA in you.
What?
But the principle of the proxy war, again, is this idea that you have to
apparently
support
we shape-shift.
Whichever side you want to be on. If
that's
you
pretty
be
cool.
Good, you got to have good
look
thoughts.
Look like a fucking Animorphs cover.
Forgiveness, patience, compassion, understanding. If you want to be evil and you want to make it to the highest level of that,
as what you would call evil or black.
Ritual abuse ceremonies that are very disgusting and bloody, in which you apparently have a hallucination of some negative demonic creature. Apparently that's what they see. It's the result of ingesting hallucinogens. But the hallucinogens apparently allow some type of transdimensional effect to occur, as I've talked about before. So both
that
of these sides are trying to use your DNA as an antenna. And again, the very last thing they ever said in the entire posts was protect your DNA in ascension, which is, there's nobody else talking about that except
who else could that possibly
so I was
mean?
Just absolutely
did
stunned
he just
when I
add the
this.
Phrase in ascension? Oh, no. It does say
do
ascension.
How do you protect your DNA? And again, the answer is we have to have a personal renaissance within ourselves, and we also have to fearlessly fight to protect our planet. Now, here's another thing that was very, very, very bizarre, folks. This came out in on April 10th, 2023, where the opposition, okay, this is like the CIA side. They say, there's going to be a mass ET contact event, not in 2025, which is what Michael
I don't recall
said.
This either.
They just took the same exact information that I'd already disclosed or that Michael had disclosed through me, whatever Archangel Michael is, supposedly the highest angel in the pantheon, according to the Bible. All right, he's the main guy responsible for the defeat of Satan. And he says they're coming back by the middle of 2025. That's the main point of the Michael prophecies. You can go read the seven books. It talks about it in each one of them. You can go watch the
You don't need to read
videos.
Those books.
It talks about it in each one of them. Now, this is actually the headline. It's from How and Wise.
The How and Wise?
UFOs and aliens.
Of course, my favorite blog.
on Podcast UFO with Martin Willis. I'm reading the article now by Vicky Verma, who's, again, he's awesome. I mean, he posts like every, I don't know how he does it, man. Vicky Verma's posting on Twitter like every day. So God bless you, brother. If you got a big creative team helping you, that's incredible. He does way more than I do. So I got to give my hats off.
That's also not that hard to do.
Yeah.
David only posts once every 7 weeks. This is his article. Ramirez claimed that the government is aware of an impending event in 2027, which will reveal something quite significant, so people are being prepared. He has been stating there is a presence on Earth, which he refers to as demonic, who are just projecting their own belief systems to make us disbelieve in what we believe. There you go. That's the mic.
Doesn't this kind of run to an issue in that David's saying all this will be over by mid-2025?
A little bit.
Because, again, I'm not sure if he knows what year it is, but the year 2027 does occur after the year 2025.
Maybe he's just so used to being wrong, he's just bringing up what other people say.
He's hedging all his bets.
Yeah.
Well, it's a smart move because, you know, only retards will sit through his six-hour presentations. But the good move is if one of these random theories hits, he can now clip it from He can make himself look really good in 30 seconds that he doesn't, you know, he can't look as good over the course of an extended period of time.
Prophecies, negative ETs are demonic. Same thing. So, Willis asked Ramirez what would happen if there was a mass landing. Would we just simply prepare for a conflict or would we actually initiate something? The former CIA guy replied, I think the dialogue we have now in this country, even with the recent legislation that passed through the legislature and is on its way up to the president's desk, is preparing the U.S. population and by extension the world population for the reality that there is a presence here that we need to explain. Whoa, but it gets better. Hold on. They all have their way with me. If they show up and we continue to do what we did before in previous decades, there will be mass panic. I don't think so, because it's actually energy change and you feel incredibly high and blissed out as this is happening. But that's
hell yeah, blissed out, bro.
If we understand that these are real and we have 5 years from 2022 or maybe now 4 years, if they come in 2027, for the U.S. government to prepare the people about what is up there. In many ways, this is the key line, folks. Check this out. If you haven't been blown away yet, unbelievable.
We're supposed to have been blown away?
I think word got out within the government that they're showing up in 2027, and we better be prepared.
It's so frustrating.
I'm feel blown away.
But there's no evidence. It's just a guy on a podcast saying, so I'm a guy on a podcast.
Well, but he's got a blog.
Well, here's I don't believe this is going to happen. And me saying that has just as much validity as some other random guy on Podcast UFO saying it.
Yeah.
If not, there's going to be a lot of explaining to do. So I think that dialogue has happened within certain areas.
Having a lot of explaining
to
do is kind of par for the course for this industry, though.
I mean, it is UFOs. I would like an explanation, yeah.
And I guess that's when they said they got this information. It would have been 2007. And why... 2017 to 2016. Yeah, so...
Well, 5 years after 2017 would have been several years ago.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
No, it didn't. Which is why I'm confused as to where he's going with this.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm not getting, is all he's shown us is there is a long history of this shit never happening.
Yeah, he's kind of just bringing up all the times he was wrong again.
Yeah, like, hey, remember QAnon? Yeah, that never happened. Hey, remember Luis Elizondo telling us we'd have aliens soon? Well, that never happened
either.
That
happened either. But what if it did?
They got the data in 2017. But this comes out on April 10th. It's only just a few months after I had said the same things that I'm doing these prophetic works. I'd showed lots of examples already in my videos that this is accurate prophecy. And it comes out, you know, just a few months later, they say, oh, no, we were told back in
all these people are stealing from
it's
him.
Nothing recent. You know?
That's what this is. He's fucking bitter.
I don't know what he's talking about.
They're content thieves.
So this is very, very strange because the implication is that they want to get ahead of my story. They want to get ahead of Michael's story, and they want to act like it was theirs. And they
had
shit.
But then they also have to add
they
in disinformation.
Them.
And push the date ahead by 2
Wow,
weeks.
This is a grievance essay.
So Lou Elizondo apparently actually said, just find a hobby for the next 5 years
because
it's all
going
to come out in 5 years. He said that this year, so that was 2027, is the time that they're saying it's going to happen. I've heard 2027 in an official capacity. I can't reveal how. People in the government are aware that something is going to happen. There's limited time. There's only a few more years to prepare the people. This is exactly what I've been saying. So if you just want to be comments, I mean,
it's only what you've been saying after you're wrong in 2012 and 2020.
Yeah, technically that was a quote, so it's exactly what Lou Elizondo is saying.
No, this is true, folks. Like, you can laugh at it, and maybe that's how your mind has to process this information, but it doesn't change the fact that this is really happening.
Yeah, for this time,
right now, this
time
it's
happening. This time it's really happening,
everyone. In an official capacity. That they're expecting UFOs to return, mass landings in 2027. How is it that they released this just a few months after I say the same thing from an official ET source, and they only changed the date?
Wow.
Very, very.
Thieving bastards.
So David's source is aliens, and then Lou Elizondo stole his alien source?
Apparently.
He puts way too much weight in people just saying shit.
Yeah. He never has made the distinction between, like, an actual reputable quote and just someone talking.
Because if he's, well, first, if Elizondo is saying he got this in an official capacity, certainly there's some sort of research that would back that up, right?
One would assume.
Like, official capacity can't just be some other guy saying it. There's got to be something that indicates that time frame to them.
Very strange. That's what's wrapping up this acceleration from the previous 7 decades.
2027 is the date on the screen that's hidden behind our thing.
Now, here's another really important thing. Now we're going to go into the Shadow of Ezra channel, which is on
another very reliable source.
Platform known as TG, Telegram.
Is it known as TG by the kids?
I've never heard someone call it that.
There's a lot of weird stuff there that doesn't seem like it's really true.
Oh, wow.
That is an understatement.
Communications there as well. And this would include Ezra Cohen Watnick, or Ezra Cohen, as I've often called him. And so.
Oh, you often call him by his name?
The channel got labeled fake. The Ezra Cohen channel got labeled fake by Telegram.
Oh, I wonder why.
Ironic, because it's not. And they made another one.
It got labeled fake, but it's not.
Why put the credence in someone else's words when someone just claims something, and then when another guy who is just as credible by these standards says it's not real, he just ignores him saying that?
You know how fake your shit has to be for Telegram to be like, you're bullshit?
Telegram has, like, openly white supremacist groups. It is not a place that is super strict on content.
One called Shadow of Ezra, and so that's where I usually am quoting from. I have not seen any other evidence of the posts, as we could call them, continuing in any form except through this and through comms coming from Trump and comms coming from people like Dan Scavino. That's about it. So it's kind of morphed now. You're not going to probably ever see the posts in their original location again, but this is the best thing we've got. And it does, frankly, frustrate me that more people haven't paid attention to this.
Because it's blatantly false.
So again, if you look back at the main slide here, the military is training underground July 21st of last year.
The Shadow of Ezra channel on Twitter
is
repeatedly posted, like, old videos and claimed they were other things.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Narrow it a little bit just so we can read it.
They're known liars.
It says U.S. military trained underground.
Wow.
What the hell? Military personnel were recently drilled in Exercise Warrior Shield, a subterranean exercise in South Korea designed to teach soldiers how to fight in caves, tunnels, and sewers, and how to breach buildings undetected.
Okay, hold on. Let's evaluate the evidence here. The evidence is a screen capture of some soldiers standing next to a hill.
Everything, that proves it.
Everything else is just extrapolation from this one image.
Hey, look at these people here. What do you think that means?
Also, fighting in caves did not necessarily mean they're going into the center of the earth to battle the reptilians.
Yeah, have you never heard of Vietnam?
they were
Whoa!
Dracos.
Oh! Undetected, that means a shadow. Woo! It's been announced that the training is going on.
All right, that was literally one post. That doesn't mean it's been announced.
It's literally just a screenshot of a video.
Well, that proves it. It's been announced.
It's official. Everyone knows it.
Nobody even knows what happens. Evidence is possibly obtained during the night. They're grabbing evidence. They might even be grabbing people. Those people might be getting into a detainment hearing where they get some type of debriefing, and then they get released back into the world.
They're going to Gitmo.
They have gotten that
briefing. Real raw news will cover their decapitation.
Because now they know that there is some secret orders that have been passed by the last administration that are stopping them from doing what they're doing in very tangible ways. So again, this was a very strong proof of concept that there is subterranean warfare going on, and I'll show you other evidence of how it's being used. It's ongoing.
Please do.
And you're going to find out what's going on in these underground tunnels. It's as bad as you think, believe me.
Awesome.
But the next thing we're going to do, this one really freaked me out. I didn't even want to report on this, but here we go.
Duh. Oh.
July 22nd, wow, they made
spooky.
Another post Dang. On EC or Shadow of Ezra, and I'm going to narrow it once again, and this really kind of freaked me out.
A few Trump
days
got
ago,
a Torah
Donald
crown.
Trump was given a Torah crown by the Israel Heritage Foundation. Their mission statement is to await King David's descendant, our
wow.
Mashiach, which is a word for Messiah, to rule over the land and bring peace to
wow,
all
nations.
Wow,
Trump is
Trump
the Jew Messiah.
Is in the heart
I
of
know
the
it.
Enemy.
I love Jews.
Well, wait a minute. King David. King David's
Quite frankly,
descendant.
I think
I mean,
I'm the Jewish Messiah.
From book one onward, they
said, Mr. President, no one's better at controlling Jews than you. They love me.
I love
the Jews. They love me so much.
Pictures online. Actually, a lot of them have been removed. I went
trying
to hire them,
as they say.
Pictures, and there's a lot fewer of them than there used to be. I got to start updating my website again. My website's been completely scrubbed off of Google, as I've now discovered. Everything on my website is gone.
Has it?
It's really interesting. But anyway, there are still a few David and Edgar comparison shots, and Edgar Cayce was a noteworthy psychic in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s when he really reached his apex. He died in 1945. He did medical readings, 14,000 examples of people having nothing but a time where they're supposed to be at home, and then he goes into a telepath trance in Virginia or Ohio or Kentucky, wherever
All
he
these
is.
Records were kept by his secretary,
with basically 100% accuracy,
who just wrote them after
and
the
he
fact.
Tells them who they were
there's
in their
no,
past
there's
lives.
No verifiable.
And so there was so much.
Oh, she didn't go to the people.
The past life
well, excuse me. Did you just feel some psychic energy?
He himself was told that he had been multiple historical figures: Pythagoras, Lucius of Cyrene, who wrote the Book of Luke in the Bible. And the biblical King David, actually, as well as the guy who built the Great Pyramid of Giza,
yep.
The classic Osiris figure.
And
so,
David's all those people, too.
Wait a minute.
Boy, is
Let's
he.
Let's take a look at this again. Await King David's descendant,
Wouldn't
the
that
Messiah,
mean he's Donald Trump?
Well, that's what my books are talking about, that I'm the descendant
In
of
a
King
way.
I'm the reincarnation
yeah.
of King David.
Okay, hold on.
There we go.
We're getting into the right direction. He just won't fully commit.
He's close. He's flirting with
it. But I'm telling you, I think he's saying that he's the guy Q was talking about. We were all wrong. It wasn't Donald Trump.
It wasn't Trump.
It's David Wilcock. And both their names start with a D.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm not comfortable about this. So when this came out, I got really, really freaked out because the books very clearly say, I am not to think about myself as a Messiah. It's the Messiah is everybody.
Oh,
Mashiach is a word that actually means humanity is awakening. There's
David's
lots of
the
people
Messiah.
Doing really important stuff.
Hell yeah,
not
dude.
A savior figure. Don't pray to me and expect
Woo!
I'm going to come to you and heal
I'm
you
start
in a dream or something.
To David.
Focus on
Just
the
set
Christ,
up an altar to David.
Jesus, focus on whatever religion works for you, if it's not that. But please don't try to transfer your God attachments onto me. That's not right. And so if somebody does
well,
ask
I mean,
me
if you're the Messiah,
to take on a role like this, I don't
he... First of all, David, you're a coward. If you're going to say you're the Messiah, you better fucking own it. Jesus didn't mince words when it came to being the Messiah. He did all the Messiah shit. You've got to, if you're the dude, you got to own it.
Yeah, you got to rock it.
And secondly, if you are the Messiah, yes, I will be praying to you.
Yeah, duh.
You're the guy we're supposed to be praying to in that circumstance.
Yeah, that's how this works.
But I'm not quite sure he's done anything that would indicate to me that he is a messianic figure. He's more of just a mess.
He is a messianic figure.
Don't really want to. On the other hand,
I
part
don't
of what
be
I'm
the
doing
Messiah.
Here does appear to
no,
be
I don't want
so
the this is a burden too big
is,
to
I'm
bear.
I'm not supposed to think of myself as anything special. And I
hope
don't.
He gets crucified.
And this post wasn't exactly framing it as a positive.
I'm nothing special, just the savior of mankind.
It's like telling everybody just... Don't
Oh, that hurts more than I thought it would.
Save me, girly.
Because again, in the books, Michael says that if I were to start thinking about myself,
girly, how
way,
could you betray
die,
me?
I would actually be killed. If
girly,
snitch
on for 30 pieces
savior,
of silver.
Yeah, for 30 dog treats.
Yeah, for 30 bacon bits.
You're not the thing. The real thing is the conscious intelligence.
Blue chicken
universe.
Will crow
there's
three times.
Consciousness
it
here.
Is very interesting
we're
to claim you're the Messiah, but be like, I don't want that title.
I am below no one. So if I do end up working with
him, I think the last thread of David Wilcock that is still attached to reality does realize how fucking insane you have to be to declare yourself the Messiah.
Yeah.
That throughout history, that is at the very top of the you're a crazy guy pyramid.
Yeah, it is. It's only, the final form.
Only the true craziest of the crazies declare themselves to be Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So David, whatever is left of his sanity is trying to hold him.
It's holding him back right now.
Yeah, but he's got to let it go.
Next administration, whatever capacity, I don't want to be coming in as seeing.
He's
going to
work for the Trump administration.
Like that.
Yeah,
I
dude, they need him.
With the team. I don't want to be put on a pedestal. So
yeah, he just wants
again,
to be part
really
of the
really
Trump administration. Is that so much to ask?
David's descendant is coming out on the
to allow completely
to the 17 posts.
Unqualified
what the hell is going
man
on here?
Wait, hold on. I want to hear his summary of this.
So. Again, this really, really freaked me out because it's like, wait a minute, King David's descendant is coming out on the sequel to the 17 posts. What the hell is going on here?
Uh-huh.
They're talking about me? I don't know. It's crazy.
They're talking about me. Another... I mean, maybe.
Oh, I mean, maybe they are, and maybe you should send me some money. Maybe.
Look, from what I've read, I mean, it sounds like they're talking about me. Now you want to go buy my book?
But I can't say that.
One of these really strange things. Here's another one. Ascension and fighter jet communication. This came out.
Wow.
What was the date again?
That proves it.
August 8th. Okay. So it's August 8th. And then it uses the 8-8, August 8th, and it says
wow.
Ascension.
It uses the date.
It actually shows this F-35, I believe it is.
I like that David just has a monopoly on the word Ascension now.
So this
well,
also
that always
was,
means him.
It had the,
he's the Ascension guy.
Journey song in it.
Don't Stop Believing, maybe?
Here we stand. Worlds apart.
I fuck so much pussy, I might switch to pussy. But
it's like, it's as if the alliance was communicating.
I'm the
Badussy
guy, and everyone knows it.
Anybody
mentions Badussy, they're talking about me.
Very strange. But again, they said my key word. That's the David word, right? I'm the guy talking about that.
It's like fucking Pee Wee's Playhouse. The word
ties
of the day.
In with my original crop circle synchronicity in 2008, as you can find by going to this link.
All right, if you put up all this evidence of why it's you, then I think you have to own Messiah.
Type in divinecosmos.com.
Well, yes,
you can't be a reluctant Messiah.
If all the evidence points to you, then we gotta just roll with that.
Can't
don't
be aw shucks. I think I'm the Messiah.
I think. What he's trying to do is he's trying to toss it out there, see the public reaction.
He's trying to workshop it.
Because he probably does know that it would not go over super well, especially among the Q community, for him to declare himself a biblical figure.
It's a hard sell.
So let's just read a little bit from this article from 2008. A surprising personal twist. I found myself involved.
Isn't this your article?
It is indeed.
Started
yes.
with an image I edited in Photoshop, published on Richard Hoagland's website Enterprise Mission on August 7th. Richard wrote the article and created a graphic for it that initially looked like this, and it says Von Braun's 50-year-old secret. Now, I don't know about you. I've studied a lot of graphic design.
Have you?
I've been in Hollywood. I've done professional television.
Mm-hmm.
There's two types of fonts. There's a serif font and a sans serif font. You
Correct.
Are never, ever supposed to use a serif font.
Well, that's not like something they teach you
like
in
Times
the industry.
New Roman or anything that looks like
Only
this.
Only David has this knowledge.
What he did here, the text that he used here, you're never supposed to use that stuff in any motion graphics, in any title graphics. The serifs are the little doohickeys on the edge of the letters.
They're the feet. That's
Why?
What serif
because
means.
Typically yeah. It goes back to old television. Televisions are a little bit blurry. You can't read it very well. And if it's really small, you can't see it very well. So sans serif is a font like Arial, and the one that everybody's now using, which I pioneered in my movie Moment of Truth.
Oh, I forgot oh. That, I forgot about this. He said, I think Tim Pool stole his graphics.
Oh, he invented this font.
Yeah, it's Tim Pool who reads all of David's material and steals it for himself.
Of course, that's where Tim gets his content.
But he stole it. I think he calls it the truth font.
Medium, FCM. I call it the font, because yeah. After I came out with that movie, just everybody in both sides of the political arena started using that.
Wow. Well, that proves it.
Do you think it's because he hasn't been getting enough attention as of late that he's just getting, frustrated that he's not being given the credit he believes he deserves?
I mean, it's certainly egging him on.
Because claiming that you made a font popular is a pretty nuts thing to do.
Yeah.
So I didn't use the font in this case, but I said, Richard, man, this just sucks. We got to make it better. So this is how I made it better.
Wow, you fixed it.
Two different
by putting white on a white background.
They're both sans serif. So you can see there's no serifs on there. And then the other main thing that I did
not
is I
single
changed
serif to be
the
found.
Background. I added the little man on the
why
moon.
Why is Wernher von Braun
I
black?
A strip of space behind
he
him
is very, very tan. He
and
got left in the tanning booth for a bit
the moon
too long.
And the earth. So again, this was the original. Not too exciting. He didn't use the dead space.
No, not
behind
too exciting
where it says
describes your presentation thus far as well.
He didn't create any other eye motion or composition. So then when I did this, I added composition.
Okay, what the fuck is the point of this?
I don't entirely
what,
understand.
What the fuck is the point of this 10-minute diatribe about the Futura condensed?
That David makes sick thumbnails.
With the figure eight, with the man on the moon, and with the star field, and then I improved the fonts.
I don't see a man on the moon.
The very next morning, I awoke to see news of a new crop formation in Mill Hill, England, had everyone very excited. They were calling it the 888 formation. In commemoration of that numerically special day, I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an 8.
So if you flip
shocking.
It around sideways, again, this
well,
was...
Well, David did that.
Remember, the original post was a fighter jet.
I hope that's
it's
what he's
going
with
song,
here.
Journey song, Worlds Apart, and it says Ascension 88. This was a direct callback.
Oh,
to-
it is? Okay.
Wow.
All right, this might be better than I could have even hoped for. Now, David's not just a crucial figure in Disclosure. He's the guy responsible for all of this.
Oh, he's the crop circle guy, too.
He's the crop circle guy. He's QAnon.
Wow.
He's going to be the president soon.
The 888 formation that I had gotten. So check this well, out, right? Here we go.
Wait, and that's why he's so fucking happy now.
Oh, it all makes sense.
It does. He's happy because he's the Messiah.
Yeah.
He's psyched.
Finally, he'll
this
get the credit he
like
deserves.
This is what
he's
going to
be a very vengeful God,
it's
I feel.
Absolutely.
Thing,
his
folks.
Haters will be smited.
In that
it's not
article,
good news for us.
No, we're
I
screwed.
Seizure of a treasure trove of documents in the South Ossetia War in 2008.
The what war?
Nobody ever heard about this because it was classified. I found out about it from
Shadow
an insider source. Oh. Called TBR News, which I'd been studying by this point for many, many years. Okay. Washington, D.C., September 1st, 2008. When the Russians chased the Georgians back into their own country, our government took great fright and ordered all American troops out of the area. Some of these troops took part in the attack on South Ossetia in Washington. They were afraid that Americans and Russians would start shooting at each other. As this could lead to immediate war breaking out between the two countries.
This is another one of those things he's just entirely fabricating, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't think this is actually something that happened.
Well, you know, if it came from TBR News.
Let's see what quality of news we're working with on the old TBR News channel. Because I've never heard of them before. Ah, the Daily Breeze.
Wow. Well, yeah, they look pretty legit.
Yeah, it's got St. Patrick's Day Parade.
The Beach Reporter.
Wait a second. Is this... This can't be what he's talking about. It's a like a local Hermosa
the Manhattan Beach.
Beach? This can't be that... Okay, that's got to be something else. Okay, this makes more sense. Shows that a mouse adjusts the timing of its song.
Wow.
Photo of the week. Boys basketball edged. Okay, I don't think this is a terribly reliable source.
Yes, we have historical artifacts like this. As I told you, this is my new Turkish lamp.
You've,
and it sure does seem to inaugurate a flying saucer type of UFO contact.
Wait, did this go back?
Here at camera 7,
oh, maybe it did.
It did go back. God damn it. We're going to get back in here, training underground.
Dead space behind where it says Von Braun's secret. I did this on the side. And in that article, ran like frightened deer.
Okay. I think that's
whoa.
Right.
We also, look at this. We also left behind for the Russians all kinds of highly compromising documents, code machines, etc., keeping Russian military intelligence busy for days. There is genuine terror in the halls of the Department of State, the Pentagon, and the White House, the terrible things from these documents could emerge. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
But again, this is
crazy.
Something...
This is crazy. This is crazy. This
well,
is crazy.
Well, that's going on the soundboard. But this is from 2008. It's 2024.
Totally happening.
Where's the stuff? Why hasn't it happened? Why has there been no out? Like, nothing has happened as a result of any of the things he's brought up.
Captured documents. And right as they did it, the ETs drew these crop circles, a series of crops. If you go back and read my original article, there was multiple crop formations that gave specific dates that were almost exactly the date that these documents were captured. So the beings want us to see this as very, very important. Okay? So we left behind highly compromising documents that reveal the truth about the deep state, these horrible things they're doing, trafficking, all this other stuff. And there's genuine terror that terrible things could emerge. Guess what, kids? They will.
Wow.
Wow. So this was in 2008, and now it's all coming to a head.
Is it?
Now, how did it come to a head? Well, part of this, I'm going to jump back into our modern timeline of 2023, last year. The day after...
Should we pause here? We're an hour in, aren't we? I think.
Yeah, about hour five.
Okay. Why don't we? This is going to be a long second part.
It might be. Yeah.
And I'm going to hope he gets to something more interesting in the second part.
Yeah. Elaborate on the Messiah stuff. Really. That seems to be the most interesting direction this could go.
That's huge news, everyone. Yeah. We've discovered who the Messiah is, but the bad news is he doesn't really want to talk about it. It's a coy Messiah.
Yeah, the humble Messiah is an odd character.
Especially because we know he's not remotely humble. And
no,
I think he's forcing himself. It's kind of a funny move to brag about how humble you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think he feels like he has to be a reluctant Messiah. He can't be too, you know, happy about it.
Yeah, well, it looks power hungry if you come out and you're like, I'm Jesus Christ, everybody worship me.
Yeah.
You can't have that. All right, patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod. We've got all kinds of interesting stuff because I can't remember specifically what we watched. Yes.
Yeah,
Jesse Ventura. That's right. What it was. The water conspiracy. At Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. We are at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We are at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until Friday, hootie hoo.
Mamba out.